Fred Film Radio, San Sebastian Film Festival, Spain.
Fred Film Radio, I'm David Martos. We're in the 67th edition of San Sebastian Film Festival with Nina Hoss, actress in Das Vorspiel in competition here in San Sebastian. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
How do you feel about this competing thing, like being in competition in a big festival like this one?
To be honest, right now I'm just enjoying the ride. I'm just, because I find it fascinating. We just came from the photo call, and I mean, I've done some photo calls on festivals, but this is so beautiful with the sea behind you, with just this whole location, the way the people are. They're so open and towards you, and you know, it's very beautiful, and everything is very exciting to be here. I'm very excited for tonight to see how people like the film, what the reaction will be. It's always exciting.
Let's talk about your character, Anna, in the film. She's a violin teacher, very demanding with herself, right? I mean, she takes her profession very carefully and very seriously, and that made me think about how seriously we take our lives and our professions. And I was talking to Ina before, speaking about if we need to relax a little bit in life.
Yeah, I think that is the thing with Anna, that we meet her in a moment of her life where she's out of balance. So because she... I think it's maybe where everyone comes to every now and then. Do you think, is this it now? Is this, did I achieve what I wanted? Is this the life I want to lead? Am I happy in my marriage with my kid? Am I happy being a teacher? Or am I done with the idea of going on stage and being able to do what I truly think is her passion, is to create music, to play music. And you, not just alone at home in your own room, but to be able to do it in front of people, to share the experience. Mm-hmm. And she hasn't given up yet, and that throws her out of balance. I think you meet her in a moment where she's searching for something. That's why she has an affair. I don't think she's unhappy at all with her husband, but it's just something, she needs something else, and she can't really formulate it. It's another thing in this film. I think people, they don't talk. They don't really tell each other where they are and what they need and why. And it's just, they're very silent towards each other. And the only one who gives her courage is the teacher, the other teacher, who says, I accept you the way you are, as quirky as you are. You're fascinating to me. But also doesn't put himself onto her. It's just, oh, all right, I'm in this ride. I don't know where this is going. So, which is somehow... I find it quite surprising when I read the script from Ina, because I thought, wow, it's a very grown-up female view on the complication of life, being it as a woman or a man. It doesn't matter. It's just very confident, because she doesn't explain anything. It's, for me, it's showing life as complicated as it is, and especially in the world of classical music, where there is, as you said, a lot of pressure from the very get-go. But if you speak to Ilya, for example, the boy who plays the pupil, he always says, yeah, but I don't mind, you know. That's what I do. I rehearse, and yeah, if a teacher is strict, I know why. And you're like, yeah, maybe. Okay. And I remember that from myself. Sometimes I actually loved the ones that were more strict, because they brought more out in me. So in a way, I think it is about the balance. It is about demanding something from the pupil if you know it's his talent, and it's just laziness that stands in between him and his art or whatever, to enable him to have all the tools that you need, or her, I say him because it's two boys, but then always making it exciting and always being there if there's failure, you know, to just go, doesn't matter. But everyone, it doesn't matter. Just do it again. Try one more time. Do it. This kind of, and that's this relaxed relax a little, because only in these moments, I think, in art, that's when the interesting things happen. If you control situations, if you control your art, if you can, you won't reach something that is unexpected. And that's the one thing we're all looking for. Something unexpected, because that's new. If you just do what everyone expects from you, you won't create something, or you won't find something new. Or as an actress, I won't have an experience. So it's all about preparing as good as you can, I guess. You know, train and then let go.
You mentioned the role of women. We're in the middle of this big debate about the role of women everywhere, in the professional world too. I mean, and there's a fine line, a frontier between performing in your career, in your profession, and family, personal life, all the stuff that is a very heavy weight for women too, because you are supposed to be taking care of the family in a traditional way of seeing things. Do you think this debate or this choices are present in the film?
Yeah, they are. They are there, but they are not prominent, I would say, because you see a father who's taking care of the son. Maybe even he's more at home than she is, I would say. So that is not her problem. It's not the problem that he doesn't wash the dishes or something like that, you know, I feel. So it's a very, in that sense, modern family. In a way, she's very modern, because also she takes what she wants, you know. She is, if she feels she needs this lover, she does it, you know.
And what about her son? Does she see him as a pupil or as a son?
Well, that's the, in this moment that we learn about her, I feel she's irritated. Because, and that is the mistake that she makes, he wants her attention. That's all he wants. And she doesn't understand. She thinks, why is he not nice with me? You know, she takes him as an adult. But he's the kid who says, I want your attention. That's why he does what he does with the boy. It's a pure cry for help. Like, at least, well, if I have to do this, but at least I got your attention. And I it bothers me that you give more of your time and energy and love to someone else. I am here. I am your son. You know, it's a cry for help. And she doesn't, somehow she gets it, because there is this moment where she sits and said, I'm so sorry, everything is so complicated right now. So she feels he's probably not happy, but she just doesn't know how to solve it. The same way that she doesn't know how to solve it with this pupil, and why he doesn't like her at the end, and why he has to run away from her. I mean, it's horrible that someone runs away from you, with whom you just worked, and he's achieving everything you dream for, and you're proud, and you think, wow, and then he runs away, because how you made him, you know, achieve, how you helped him to achieve anything, was a horrible way. It was very hurtful for him.
Good. And my last question would be, what's next for you? What's next in your career? Are you filming now? Are you preparing a role?
I did so much. It's kind of crazy.
How many?
This last year, because I make a theater break. I was always doing a lot of theater, which hindered me in a way, but I embraced it and loved it, to film more. And so I did this break, and now the past year I did a film called Pelican Blood, which is also on festival circuits somewhere around. And after that I shot also with a female director, then another film with two female directors, Véronique Raymond and Stéphanie Choix, called Schwesterlein. I don't know if sisters will be the translation. And with Lars Eidinger, I don't know if you know him. Also, yeah. And so that will come out. Then I shot Criminal, just came out, to which I actually shot in Madrid.
Yeah.
And I had a very good time. Yeah, a Netflix series where I played an episode. And then the last 6 months I was shooting Shadow Play, with Taylor Kitsch and Michael C. Hall and Tuppence Middleton and Mala Emde, great German actors as well, Sebastian Koch and so on, and with the two male directors, Björn Stein and Måns Malin, who did The Bridge in Sweden. So two Swedish guys.
Exciting material to come for you. Thank you very much. Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
This was an interview for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.